car tested with the emissions before I tried it, and I was, you know, it was putting out like over 1,000 parts per million of just hydrocarbon. And I changed the oil and put in one liquid ring, and 200 miles later, the engine was only putting out about half that amount of hydrocarbon.
For more information on liquid ring or to place your order, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. Liquid Ring is now available through the American Freedom Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hadn't heard from our guest for, well over a year, maybe more. I always enjoyed having him on. His name is William Kennedy, and he wrote a book called Lucifer's Lodge. He's Catholic. He shares my concern about what's happening to Christianity. In fact, he told me he saw a motion picture I was in. What was that, the Rape of the Soul? You saw that how many times?
I saw it 6 times altogether, Dr. Stan.
That's amazing. I don't know how you could sit through that. Well, I'm sure you could, because it's...
Well, sure, they held it over at the Harvard Square Theater in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and I took different people to see it. So I enjoyed listening to what people said every time we left, different groups of people. And the big thing about that film, number one, I'd like to thank you and Michael Colaci for remembering Malachi Martin in it. You know, I knew Malachi personally, and from your work, some of Malachi's friends, Sal Guadagna and his group, are actually petitioning their local bishop in Long Island in New York to change the missals in the church there, which have embedded diabolical and sexual images. They saw the film, and they checked these missals the next day, and they started to take action. So there are things spinning up... beyond just the film itself, there is action being taken on these matters. So it's just not a movie or a passing fad. It's kind of a small movement now.
Did they really have a fairly good crowd for the showings of the movie?
It wasn't huge crowds, and that's because you have to remember, Dr. Stan, that documentary films are actually the least popular in movie houses, and it's actually hard to get a documentary film released to major studios. Even Michael Moore had trouble finding a distributor for his second film. So no one really expects huge crowds at any documentary. Michael Moore is the exception. He's not the rule. I mean, other documentary filmmakers generally go on television. That's the big thing, like the History Channel or Discovery Channel. But what Michael A. Colaci, just to get a film like that distributed as much as he had so far, is a great accomplishment for a documentary filmmaker. And, you know, you go into it, and I know a lot of people who do this sort of thing, and they go into it with knowing that they're not going to have huge crowds like a Ron Howard movie or something.
Well, for those of you who are out there, I do not remember my interviews with Michael Colaci. Michael is a Catholic. He had run into, some problems getting permission to do some filming in Canada for a picture he wanted to do. And as he began looking into the background of the diocese there in Canada, he suddenly found that embedded within the official art of this Catholic diocese was all sort of pornographic in material. And so then he began studying Catholic art, and he's finding all sorts of embedded pornography. And some of this goes back hundreds of years.
It's quite fascinating, Dr. Stan, because this ties in... with a book I wrote called Lucifer's Lodge.
Right.
And I had identified a pedophile cult within the Catholic Church, several of them. And a lot of my work, I found that the Franciscans transfer pedophile priests internationally. This is another huge problem that you don't hear a lot about. But Michael A. Colaci in the film, he showed that the original crucifix, which... St. Francis himself had prayed before, had an embedded sexual image in it, and that there was probably a very bizarre sexual cult. They hid this cross for 700 years in a Franciscan nun's convent, and they didn't bring it out until 1957. So they hid it for a long, long time. So when you put all these pieces together, you really see that there are diabolical sexual cults within the Roman Catholic Church, which is something Malachi Martin had told me when I met him in the mid-90s, that I was highly skeptical about that back then. But, you know, I was certainly proven wrong by world events. And the big thing about Lucifer's Lodge, if people should remember, is my sources are like the Boston Globe, the Irish Times, the Boston Herald. And I just pulled all these things together about priests who were involved in diabolical rituals. Now, Michael A. Colaci's film, it's kind of, it reinforces a lot of what I said, but it's a completely different point of departure. There are definitely problems with, you know, the cathedral in Chicago is just full cram-packed of diabolical images, which came out in the film. And Michael A. Colaci was very perceptive to catch that. Now, I had done some stuff with a few embedded image type things in the past myself, but to be honest, Michael really opened my eyes to, you know, the problems that are out there, like those men, Sal Guadagna, like I mentioned earlier. When they went into the church to look at the missal, they found people praying around an inverted five-point star, which is a satanic symbol. Now, if they hadn't seen that film, they wouldn't have been aware to look for things like that. And that's what one thing I should impress upon people. Embedded or hidden or subliminal messages, they register to the unconscious mind, and we're not aware of them on a thought level, but they affect us on a memory and perceptional level. And that's a big thing to remember. So when we're bombarded with these images, embedded images, that kind of wears down our resistance to the themes they represent, like homosexuality and occultism. Now, one thing I've been working on, if you combine that with the fact that we're bombarded by satanic and occult images overtly, and here's an experiment people can do. Just turn on your TV and start channel surfing and count how many times you see a magical, occult, satanic, or diabolical image. And another thing they can do is go to their Blockbuster Video and walk down the new release section, which usually is around the circumference of the store, and you will see, just count how many diabolical images you see. So when you're bombarded with embedded images and overt occult images as we are, this all combines to wear down our resistance to perversion and diabolical symbols and that sort of thing. And one thing I noted, too, when you tell people about, like, the Skull and Bones ritual at Yale, which President Bush and John Kerry went through this diabolical ritual where they nailed before Satan, when you tell people this, it doesn't seem so shocking to them. And that's because people are worn down by these occult and satanic images. And if you were to go back in time 100 years ago and tell someone that this person nailed before the devil, the person would have, you know, they'd be shocked.
Well, we'll be back here in just a moment with William Kennedy, and we do carry his book, Lucifer's Lodge.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it. Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245. It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone. We hold these truths to be self-evident. That all men are created equal. That they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Freedom Network. William Kennedy has done a great deal of research on the occult influence, and of course he's concerned about the Catholic Church, and we should be concerned about what's happening to the Catholic Church, what's happening to the Protestant Church, what's happening to the Jewish religion. These occult symbols are there. In fact, this one icon, a religious icon, dates back to the time of St. Francis of Assisi. That was about 1200, and this was so occult and pornographic that the nuns hid it for, what, 7 centuries. They recognized what it was. They didn't want it out and viewed publicly because they realized, of course, even though the emblem, the sexual emblem, was hidden in plain sight, some people would see it, the impact it would have upon them. However, they were overridden in here a few years ago. Why this icon was released and is being shown throughout the world to crowds. People don't understand. They're playing games with our mind. And everything you see is indelibly recorded in your subconscious and does have an impact. And there is an effort to rape the souls of not only of our children, but our people. And that's the title of Michael Colaci's film. And William Kennedy is working on a new book. William, is the book out yet?
Yes, it is, Dr. Stan. You can purchase it as an e-book at williamhkennedy.com, williamhkennedy.com, and it costs $5 for the e-book, and you also get a free download of my first book, Lucifer's Lodge. So that's two books, Lucifer's Lodge, Satanic Ritual Abuse in the Catholic Church, and my new book, Satanic Crime, A Threat in the New Millennium, both as e-books for $5. And along with that, you get an access URL to a web page I set up, which is the Satanic Crime Multimedia page. And you can watch documentary films which follow along with the case studies in the book. For example, if you read the chapter on Anton LaVey, the founder of the Church of Satan, you can go over to the multimedia page and watch an ABC documentary which features Anton LaVey and the Church of Satan. It's the same with Charles Manson. I have a chapter on Charles Manson. You can read the chapter on Charles Manson and then go to the multimedia page and watch a one-hour documentary hosted by Mike Wallace on the Manson case. So for the $5 ebook at williamhkennedy.com, you get two full-length books and access to this multimedia page. And this is a great way to equip anyone out there in understanding Satanism as it permeates in our society. Now, my first book, Lucifer's Lodge, dealt with Satanism strictly within the Roman Catholic Church. This second book is kind of a follow-up, Satanic Crime, A Threat in the New Millennium. I start off with a chapter called A Brief History of Modern Satanism, and in that I cover all the major figures in Satanism, like Aleister Crowley, Anton LaVey, Michael Aquino, all these major features. So you'll get a good grounding in modern satanic history, and you'll also get case studies of serial killers who were also Satanists.
You get into David Berkowitz?
I have Charles Manson. I have a whole chapter on the son of Sam, David Berkowitz, and I have a chapter on the Night Stalker, Richard Ramirez.
Oh, when will this book be out with a hardcover on it?
It will be out September 1st, 2006, and it will be available at RadioLiberty.com.
Okay.
And it will be $13 for the softcover book.
Well, I think it's important for our listeners, you know, who really don't understand. This permeates every aspect of our society, and certainly Charles Manson was part of a much larger satanic conspiracy, as was David Berkowitz, the son of Sam Keller. But because of the degree of the control of the media, you'll never hear that. I mean, there are all sorts of satanic crimes committed, and very often innocent people are sent to prison to cover for the satanic crimes. Why would they do that? Because these satanic organizations permeate every aspect of our lives and literally every community across America, and they know they're there, but the last thing they want is for you to realize, and they extend to the various highest levels of our government today. And when you understand that, and you look at the history of the last century, and the senseless wars that were prolonged so long after they should have ended, like the Second World War when the Germans kept trying to surrender, or the Japanese kept trying to surrender, and we wouldn't let them. And if you doubt that, I just ask for the Chicago Tribune article. We'll send you a copy of the front page we got recently from the Chicago Tribune archives, where the Japanese have been trying to surrender for 7 months, and we wouldn't let them. Why? Part was because there were people who wanted as much horror and brutality and carnage as possible, and they wanted the invasion of Iwo Jima, which was unnecessary, and the invasion of Okinawa, and to drop those bombs and kill all those people in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And people say no one could be that evil. And yet, of course, I think that certainly, William, you will recognize that this force of evil permeates every aspect of society, doesn't it?
Oh, definitely, Dr. Stan. And I mean, for example, I know this is it's not off topic really, but I very much condemn Israel's invasion of Lebanon, and I pray for the Lebanese people, and I wish them all peace, and I won't dwell on that, but that situation there is just part of this greater scheme that you were just talking about during World War II. The people at the highest echelons of our government are in Luciferian organizations like the Skull and Bone Society, Bohemian Grove, and the Bilderberg Group. And my book, Satanic Crime, which you can get at WilliamHKennedy.com, is the first book to look at the link between the Bilderbergers and satanic ritual abusers. And this comes out in the case of Marc Dutroux, who is a Belgian serial killer and child pornographer who's now spending the rest of his life in prison for child rape. Now, he was arrested in the mid-90s for raping children, and what he would do is he would kidnap young girls for these satanic organizations. You know, he said this himself, and he would keep them in dungeons in his house, these, you know, 10, 11, 12-year-old girls, and he would sexually abuse them and train them for these higher echelon parties, which were run actually by the King of Belgium, King Albert II. And this has all been confirmed in the Belgian Parliament at a special parliamentary meeting. A member of the Belgian Parliament named Alexander Cohen reported this, that the police who were interviewed said that these rituals actually took place. Now, a reporter from Luxembourg actually went and got the court records of what was going on in this Marc Dutroux trial, because the judge had asked some women to come forward, you know, any women who were abused could come forward, and some adult women came forward and said they were sexually abused in these rituals with Marc Dutroux many years before. And when this happened, the case was shut down and the judge was transferred. It was a terrible thing that the Belgian government did. But this fellow in Luxembourg, what he did is he went and he got the court records, and he published it in a book called The Pedophile Dossier, and it is a who's who of the Bilderbergers.
And, of course, this permeates not only Europe, it permeates the highest levels of the United States, and that's what John DeCamp came out in his book, The Franklin Cover-Up, of the CIA involvement of pedophile rings here in America. extending right to the White House.
It's quite shocking, Dr. Stan. I cover this in Satanic Crime as well.
You get into the camp's work?
Oh, yeah. Barney Frank, who is a congressman from Massachusetts, was involved in both the Franklin cover-up, which I cover in the book, which was basically rent boys who were being sold to people in the White House, and some of these male prostitutes even got a tour of the White House. And Barney Frank was aware of what was going on there, and Barney Frank was also aware of the activities of Father Paul Shanley, the pedophile priest here in Boston, who was who's in prison now for raping children for many, many years, who was also involved, I'm told, in various forms of ritual abuse. And Barney Frank is like one of these pivotal figures you see at the center of a lot of these things, and that's just a very horrible thing. This man's a United States congressman. And in Lucifer's Lodge and in Satanic Crime, you see that top-level people are involved in Satanism. As you said, I'll give you an example. Cardinal Lara of Boston was forced to resign for protecting pedophiles, and Bishop Thomas Dupree of Springfield, Massachusetts, was forced to resign recently because he himself was a pedophile. So when you look at that, and then you look here in Massachusetts at someone like Barney Frank, you don't have to look far to find a network of diabolical pedophiles. They're, again, at the highest level of the governments here in Massachusetts. And you can just take that and project that onto the rest of the world, because that's really the bottom line. A handful of people, primarily in the Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, and Bilderbergers, control the political and economic destiny of the human race, and they are also involved in Luciferian secret societies. This is really a hard fact, and they're not facts I came out with. I'm just relaying other people's research in the book Satanic Crime. And, you know, what I tell people, don't really listen to me too much. Please, please check my sources, because I know if you check my sources, you will know everything I'm saying is absolutely true.
Did you run into the Process Church of the Final Judgment and its relationship?
Yes, the Process Church of the Final Judgment has a hand in a lot of the cases in Satanic Crime. They had a hand in the Manson case. Just to give a brief breakdown, the Process Church of the Final Judgment was founded in the early 60s in England by a man named Robert de Grinson and his wife Mary Ann, and she was a prostitute who was involved in the Perfumo affair over there. And
he was a high minister in the British government who was disgraced when it came out he was consorting with prostitutes. Go ahead.
Right. Well, one of the hookers was Mary Ann de Grimston, who founded the Process Church of the Final Judgment, shockingly enough. But what happened there is the Process Church, they started out in Scientology, and then they started a satanic cult and started recruiting very rich people. Mick Jagger was a member once. And they spread out to the United States and Europe. But in San Francisco, Charles Manson wrote an article for their Process magazine out there. And David Berkowitz alleges to have been a member of a Process Church spinoff group. Maury Terry talks about this in a book called The Ultimate Evil,
right,
but
right.
I cover it in Satanic Crime as well.
I'm so
glad he's my source.
I'm so glad you did, because it's hard to get Maury Terry's book now, The Ultimate Evil. And it was so hard to read because it was so voluminous, and yet, of course, it was all filled with just such important information. And the fact that most people have never heard of this.
Oh, right. Well, it is a very large book, and I kind of consolidated that book into about 25 pages in Satanic Crime. So if you want a breakdown of what he's basically saying there, you can get it in Satanic Crime. And basically, like David Berkowitz, he left the U.S. Army and became a security guard and went to junior college, and he hooked up with a satanic group, which it seems to be a spin-off of the Process Church of the Final Judgment, which collapsed. Mary Ann de Grimston, after they got a lot of money, they shut the church down in 75, and it's speculated that there were spin-off groups who kept going, and one of these spin-off groups crashed into David Berkowitz, and he went on a killing spree, the Son of Sam murders, in the 70s. Spike Lee made a movie about it called Summer of Sam, and he killed a variety of people. but he claims that he was part of a larger cult, and there were other shooters involved in the Son of Sam killings. And David Berkowitz claims to be part of a very large satanic cult. Many other members were involved in those shootings as well. But this information, you'll never see it in the mainstream media, because there's a concerted effort to downplay and put stories like this on the back burner of coverage. So most people just think that David Berkowitz was a lone nut murderer. He wasn't. He claims to be part of a satanic cult, which seems to be a spin-off of the Process Church.
And we'll be back here in just a moment with William Kennedy here at the American Freedom Network.
New. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval, with a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
16 of 16 terminally ill cancer patients fully recovered during a 1934 study sponsored by Dr. Milbank Johnson and the University of Southern California using Dr. Royal Rife's frequency generator. Rife invented the world's most powerful optical microscope capable of seeing a living virus. With it, he isolated bacteria and viruses that cause many diseases, such as asthma, allergies, arthritis, bronchitis, colitis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
They fight for freedom and justice, battling the most notorious evil villains the world has ever known.
My baby! Save him!
From far-off galaxies to the depths of the Earth, they face unspeakable foes that no one else dare. Banded together under one name, Batman, Robin, Wonder Woman, The Flash, and Green Lantern are the Justice League to help launch the 45th anniversary celebration of Six Flags, the biggest and best year that Six Flags has ever had. Don't miss the Island Kingdom Water Park with more than 11 great wet and wild rides and attractions, the new Daily Bugs Bunny Parade Spectacular, the all-new Carnival de Fuego Fireworks Show, and the amazing Acrobats of China. With all these amazing shows and rides, a trip to Six Flags Elitch Gardens is the most out of this universe fun your family can get in one non-stop action-packed day. Plus, meet and thank all of your favorite members of the Justice League for ridding the world of evildoers.
Curse you, Justice League!
Get your discount tickets at SixFlags.com. Six Flags Elitch Gardens. More than a theme park, it's an experience.
The American Freedom Network has a growing list of videos available. We like to show people the good things about life in America. These videos depict great events, inspirational music, and very special people. If you couldn't be here to see them live, call 1-800-205-6245 for title and price information. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and there are a few people out across America who are searching for truth, who are trying to understand what's going on. And even though I've never personally met William Kennedy, I feel a bond with him. He, too, is searching for an understanding of why America is changing, why the America we live in today is not the America I grew up in. And, of course, these satanic organizations are here. They are real. They work through our great tax-exempt foundations. They work through many of our great corporations, through our banking system, and at the highest levels of our government. They work in a multitude of secret societies, including Masonry and Theosophy and Rosicrucianism, certainly within what goes on at the Bohemian Grove. Even everybody goes there is not Satanist. But if you've never seen the satanic ceremony that they have, it's basically the sacrifice of care, which so symbolizes the sacrifice of God or of Christ. You need to see that, and we do carry that. It's Alex Jones' excellent film. We really recommend that.
That's an excellent film, Inside the Bohemian Grove, it's called.
Yes.
And he snuck in there and he filmed their ritual to the owl god that they worship there. They call it the Owl of Bohemia. But you're absolutely right, Dr. Stan. The people who are there, they wear Ku Klux Klan-type robes, and they hold torches at night, and they have this bonfire, and they have the symbolic human sacrifice where they burn care and effigy, which, as you say, it's kind of symbolic of their destruction of God and of their compassion for other human beings. And these are the people who go through this ritual. It's quite amazing. President Bush and his father are both members of the Bohemian Grove. Walter Cronkite, Art Linkletter, Jimmy Carter, all
Richard
sorts
Nixon.
Of the top people, Karl Rove. And these are people you think are, evangelical Christians or what have you, but they're actually involved in Luciferian and occult rituals. Now, as far as anyone who's involved in these, like Jimmy Carter or President Bush, who claim to be evangelical Christians, that's a lot of nonsense, because to be one, you would have to renounce your vows you took in an organization like that and denounce the organization and ask God's forgiveness. Unless you did that, your soul is pretty much damned from a Christian perspective. That's just a fact. And when you see people like President Bush and John Kerry, who is a member of the Skull and Bone Society, and as I said earlier, they kneel before Lucifer in their initiation ceremony and take their final vows in a building called the Tombs on Yale University, which looks like a mausoleum. And, I mean, they're Nazi Satanists. They eat off a set of silverware that once belonged to Adolf Hitler. So these are the people who are running our country and are at the very top of power. There again, for someone like him to say he's a Catholic is ridiculous, because under church law, involvement in Masonic and secret societies is de facto excommunication. That means that God has excommunicated you from the church. It doesn't matter if a cardinal or a bishop does. You're in a state of excommunication. So when you see these people claiming to be Christian, you can't be both. You can't be in a Luciferian secret society where you kneel before Lucifer and do sacrifices to an owl god and be a Christian. They are incompatible. They're mutually exclusive. You're one or the other. And what people don't understand, as far as the Satanism goes, you only have to sell your soul to the devil once in this life, and it's good for all eternity. It doesn't matter what you do after that. You can go to church every day, and unless you renounce the vows you took, you are damned. It doesn't matter if you say you're an evangelical Christian or a Roman Catholic. You are damned theologically. And I'm speaking a little bit theologically now, because President Bush, Franklin Graham is his spiritual advisor, Billy Graham's son, and I think he's doing a terrible job. He's not pointing these things out to the president. You know, somebody should, and Franklin Graham should take the onus and, just relay what I'm saying to the president. Maybe he's not aware of it, but you can't be both. It's impossible. And all of this trouble you see in the world, all the wars in the Middle East, there again I condemn Israel's invasion of Lebanon, and I condemn what the United States is doing in Iraq and Afghanistan. This is just part of this greater scheme to keep all of the wealth of the world into these hands of these few people who belong to Luciferian secret societies. And that's all it's about. That is the ultimate purpose. I call it managed chaos, and that is where you keep things crazy and keep the world in a state of constant warfare, so you can loot all of the wealth of the world and keep it in the hands of an elite few who take vows to the devil and to support each other. And their method of controlling the world's economy is by keeping the world in a state of perpetual war. And when you see companies that profit off war, like Halliburton, it's quite disgusting, And now you see the rise of private armies. Halliburton has a mercenary force of 100,000 men specially trained special forces men in Iraq. So you're seeing a kind of Luciferian corporate private armies out there who are now fighting wars. This is all just part of a greater diabolical plan. And you can read about it, as I say, in my book, Satanic Crime. You can get it at williamhkennedy.com. Now, when you get the book, as I said, you get the link to the multimedia page, and you can actually watch a clip of Alex Jones's film, Inside the Bohemian Grove. You can watch the 60-minute special that they did on the Skull and Bone Society, hosted by Maury Sapler. So when you get the Lucifer's Lodge book and the Satanic Crime book, both for $5, you're also getting this whole multimedia page. You can watch a one-hour documentary featuring Colin Wilson on Aleister Crowley, who I call the grandfather of modern Satanism. And Dr. Stan, I bring something out in this book, in this whole project, which people might not know. George Bush's grandmother, Pauline Pierce, was a disciple of Aleister Crowley. And she had gone over to Paris to see him with a few other people who were publishers in the United States. Now, I know a lot about Aleister Crowley, and he wouldn't let women around him unless he could have hanky-panky with them. That's just the way he was. Now, when Pauline Pierce came back to the United States from France, you know, in the full term of a pregnancy, she gave birth to Barbara Bush. And there's a lot of speculation that George Bush might, Aleister Crowley might be George Bush's real grandfather. I know this sounds quite absurd, but there's a physical resemblance between Aleister Crowley and Barbara Bush. And what I'm calling for to settle this matter is I think a member of the Bush family should take a DNA test with a member of one of Aleister Crowley's disciples. I know he has a son, Ataturk Crowley, who's out there. And, you know, for such a far-fetched claim as I'm making, I think that hard science, a DNA test, this would decide this one way or the other, and I think the Bush family would want to do it to clear their family's name.
Well, I suspect that there's very little chance that that will ever happen, but I think that's fascinating. For our listeners who do not know, Aleister Crowley was a Satanist. He was described himself as the evilest man in the world, 666. He had a home on Loch Ness, and he was known as the other Loch Ness Monster. We'll be back in just a moment with William Kennedy here at the American Freedom Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support, doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion.
Radio gets results. Radio gets results.
That's 1-800-205-6245.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice vice president for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, I could stand here at the Madison Network, I guess. Good morning, is William Kennedy. And once again, William, get your website out.
My website is williamhkennedy.com, williamhkennedy.com. And you can get my book, Satanic Crime in Lucifer's Lodge, both for $5 as e-books, and they will be out in paperbound edition September 1st, 2006 for $13, and you could get them at radioliberty.com.
And, of course, you actually have, then, a link to Michael Aquino's book, and for my people who don't know...
Yeah, on the multimedia page, which you get for the link to for the price of the $5, I have the full text. You can click on it, and it will give you, like, his huge, huge, I think it's over 100,000 words, history of the Church of Satan. Now, in this book, he exposes what Anton LaVey, who was the founder of the Church of Satan, was really like. Anton LaVey was, his real name was Howard Stanton Levy, and he was of Jewish extraction. He was born in Chicago, Illinois, and this all comes out in this Michael Aquino book. And basically, he was, his family was involved with Al Capone's illegal liquor business. His uncle on his mother's side was in prison for being a hoodlum for Al Capone. And his father, when he originally moved to San Francisco and they ended Prohibition, was a liquor distributor. And then he went into real estate later, I'm told. But he was from a hoodlum family, which people, not too many people know this. Now, Howard Stanton Levy, when he was 17 in 1947, he started getting involved in occultism, and he was a member of the OTO branch, that which is a satanic secret society founded by Aleister Crowley, who you mentioned earlier, who was... he started a branch of this satanic group in Berkeley, and Anton LaVey attended their meetings, and he met another fellow there named Kenneth Anger, who was a child star who became a male prostitute and later became an avant-garde filmmaker. Now, together they studied occultism, and what else Anton LaVey did is he basically pimped women in San Francisco's North Beach and in, later in the Tenderloin. And he was a pimp from a very young age, and his father's in the liquor business got him jobs at burlesque houses playing the keyboard and organ, which he was very talented at, by the way. You know, he was very good at playing keyboard. And he got these jobs in burlesque houses, and he would recruit women as prostitutes to dance in burlesque houses, and he would also, you know, pimp them to other, you know, patrons and such, and take a cut of the sex trade money. Now, in the 1960s, when they legalized topless dancing in San Francisco, LaVey just moved right into the strip joint aspect. The burlesque houses just basically became strip joints and prostitute centers like they always were, but they had more nudity. Now, meanwhile, as he did this, he... started to hold groups, and eventually in 1966 he founded the Church of Satan and eventually wrote the Satanic Bible, which has a black mass in it, which is a parody of a Roman Catholic mass. Meanwhile, he pimped all along, and one of the women he pimped was a girl named Susan Atkins, who he recruited as a stripper into his nightclub act, which he called the Witch's Review. And she came out of a coffin nude and dressed as a vampire, and she had a big, long red fingernail, which she would wave at the audience and lick right on her index finger. Now, what happened to Susan Atkins is she broke off with Anton LaVey. joined Charles Manson, and about 2 years later, she was licking the blood of Sharon Tate off of her fingers. She was involved with the Manson family murders, which she's still in prison for. So when you see Anton LaVey, like, his stage act was a warm-up for real vampirism, which is a very bizarre fact. And I bring this out in Satanic Crime, but this is all, a lot of this is taken from Michael Aquino's book. Now, another serial killer who was directly involved with Anton LaVey was Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker. He had gone on a murder spree in the mid-80s, but before he started on the spree, he had gone to see Anton LaVey in San Francisco and spent a week of attaining rituals with him, incantations and black masses for a week, and then he left and he went on his murder spree. Now, when he was finally brought to justice, Zena LaVey, Anton LaVey's daughter, actually showed up at his trial and sat in the audience, which is very strange. You know, so I think there's more to Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker's murder spree, than what they say, that he was a lone nut. He had a direct connection to Anton LaVey. Now, Anton LaVey, what happened is Michael Aquino was one of his followers who split off from him and started the Temple of Set, which is a rival organization. And LaVey actually wound up, he became sort of an anachronism. He died in 1997, and it's kind of ironic because he died at St. Mary's Roman Catholic Hospital in San Francisco, where he was a charity case. He had cardiac problems for the last few years of his life, and he went and got full free charity care at a Roman Catholic hospital. And one of the last things he recorded was the Satanic anthem, in which he said, you know, throw the Christians to the lions, we don't need them anymore. But when he needed Christian compassion and free cardiac care, he sure had his hand out to Christians quick enough, which is really a pathetic way for him to die. He didn't live up to his own ideals.
Well, this whole thing is a lie. It's Satan's lie. There is a spiritual battle going on today, and the tragedy is most Christians have no idea what's really going on because it's being covered up by the media and at the highest levels of our government. Our guest has been William Kennedy, and again, it's WilliamHKennedy.com, www.WilliamHKennedy.com. His material is great. We do carry it at Lucifer's Lodge, and we'll be carrying his Satanic Crimes, his book, as soon as it's available. You need to understand the true nature of the battle we're involved in. William, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Stan. It's always a great pleasure.
And we'll look forward to having you with us, I think, Monday evening, 8 o'clock on our West Coast program. So
very good. I'll talk to you then, sir.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. Well, I know these things are not nice to talk about, but they're real, and this goes to the highest levels of our government.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support, doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, Dr. Stanback here at the American Freedom Network. William Kennedy was saying he opposed the Israeli invasion of Lebanon. I think you have to look at what's going on in the Near East, realizing, of course, this is really a conflict between the United States and Iran, and Israel is doing exactly what we are telling it to do, and of course, Hezbollah and Hamas are being funded and backed by Iran. But then, if you go back in history, you'll find that it was the American government that actually brought the Ayatollah Khomeini to power in 79. Didn't make any sense then, but sure makes a lot of sense now, as far as Iran is very closely aligned with Syria. Syrian intelligence works very closely with the American CIA. Even after 9/11, up until just very, very recently. So our CIA was working with their counterpart, Syrian intelligence. I suspect we have people in the Iranian government today. Who is backing Iran? Why? Of course, Russia and China. Who's backing Russia and China and building up China's military potential? Why we are. If you look at what's going on, nothing made sense. If you understand that these powerful spiritual forces are behind everything going on, directing the course of history, everything makes sense. And we have a great book called Diary of a Devil Hunter, a gentleman who studied satanic ritual crime here in America and goes into the fact that the FBI covers up for this all the time. They have a man who goes all over America to police forces saying, there is no satanic crime, it's all imaginary. Why is the FBI covering up for the satanic crimes? Very simply, because, of course, J. Edgar Hoover was a 33rd degree Mason. It is the Masons who maintain his tomb in Washington, D.C., and, of course, he planted people within the FBI who would go along with his occult background. Nothing as it appears to be. If you have not yet read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you must. You need to get our video set. They sold their souls for rock and roll, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version available as either a video or a DVD, goes all into Aleister Crowley and his influence on the music of this nation. But it's far more than the music. It permeates every aspect of our society. When you understand that, you begin to catch a glimpse of what's going on. If you have not yet heard our 4-tape set on the supernatural, we recommend it. Two of the interviews are with Johanna Michelson, who is a medium who is in contact with the other dimension. And there is another dimension, ladies and gentlemen. There is a spiritual dimension to everything going on today. And certainly we have we carry Johanna's book, The Beautiful Side of Evil. You need to understand this. It will strengthen your faith and help you to minister to others. Because when you talk about these things, people say it couldn't be true. That's why my little book, Brotherhood of Darkness, is so important. And we hope that you'll get it. You'll get it in other people's hands. The Brotherhood of Darkness, all of these things I've mentioned, Diary of a Devil Hunter, our 4-tape set on the supernatural, Johanna Michelson's book on the beautiful side of evil in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and so much more is available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. The Israelis are being manipulated in what's going on. The Israeli government, the people of Lebanon, the people of Syria, the people of Iran, everybody is being manipulated. Few people understand what's going on. Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. Pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and protection. Until Monday, may the Lord be with you.
talk to the American Freedom Network, contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation.